Okay, let's see here. Let's Mount Lake Terrace. Terry's giving us a call. Hi, Terry.
Hi there. Before I ask a question, I just want to reinforce everything you had to say about Empower Plus. I've got a client who started that a year ago, and within 6 weeks, he was over his manic depressive type 1 bipolar symptoms. So thank you for the hot tip on that back then.
Well, I'm
Okay.
surely glad that we can talk about this on the radio that way, sir, because people can hear that it actually works, and who knows, some of them might need it. Oh, fortunately,
Yeah,
neither you.
it
Yeah,
was great. Well, my
you go ahead.
question today, though, another friend asked me about a condition she's worried about getting because of genetic family history, and that's ataxia. So, what can you tell me about it? And is there anything that could be? She's not experiencing symptoms, but is there any, what would you recommend that she do to try to forestall any of that, just in case?
Well, one of the first things to do is to make sure you don't have hidden gluten sensitivity. And the hidden just
Yeah.
means that you're gluten sensitive and you don't know it. You're not having symptoms. Now, just for example, there was a research publication with people with about, what was it, 53 people with various types of neurological illness, and 25 of those had ataxia. Well, over half of them also had circulating anti-gluten antibodies, and only, according to the research anyway, only one third actually had a positive small bowel biopsy. You cannot rely on a small bowel biopsy for checking gluten. The very best test I know of, it's even better than the blood test, is done by a company down in Texas. They're called Enter-O-Lab. Sounds very Shakespearean. Enter-O-Lab, and it's spelled that way too, Enter-O-Lab. And it's an it's an IgA antibody to gliadin, and it's found in a stool specimen, which I know I wouldn't want to work in that laboratory, but somebody has to. So anyway, it seems that gluten sensitivity is a common thing. Now, other food allergies can do it too, and then there's a whole variety of supplements that have been tried and work sometimes and don't work other times. And those include vitamin B1, magnesium, vitamin E, choline, which, as you know, is a precursor for major neurotransmitter, tryptophan, vitamin B3, folate. All of those things have been tried and worked in a percentage of cases, sir. So what this individual might want to do is to check with the doctor just to see if a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, which sounds like it might be you, sir, to find out if perhaps some of these vitamins or minerals might be insufficient. And one of the best ways of doing that with minerals is the plain old hair mineral analysis, which is so simple, no blood drawn, just clip hair, send it off to the lab, and they'll tell you how your minerals are. So anyway, there are a whole variety of things that could be applied, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll refer her to my clinic to take that issue on, and you would also, I think, also be able to help her with the the dry macular degeneration issue. Is that right?
We've had a track record, sir, since 1986 that 70% of the people we treat for dry macular degeneration have it either stopped right there, which is a minority of them, and the majority actually recover a significant degree of their vision. No kidding. And why that hasn't made the newspapers is only because we're quack medical doctors, but all the people who've been through it, they know that they got somewhere. And that's, again, it's about 70, not about, it is 70%.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard you talk about it before, but because I hadn't encountered it in my family or anything, I just let it go because the wet form of that is what my mom has, and there's not much you can do about that, I guess. But
There's only
anyway.
one, sir, since you mentioned that it's your mom, let me mention one thing. You can find in the natural food stores natural substances that stop what's called abnormal angiogenesis. Now, I'm not going to tell you they're going to reverse it, but they keep it from progressing and progressing and progressing. And in fact, one of those supplements happens to be called AngioStop. Now, I'm not going to tell you it's cheap. It is not.